Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Swati Ajit and these are the major news stories of Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. The Supreme Court ruled that election candidates are not obligated to disclose all movable properties owned by them or their dependents unless these assets hold significant value or signify a lavish lifestyle. Delhi High Court rejects Arvind Kejriwal's plea against ED arrest and remand, deeming his arrest in the liquor case as valid. The world just experienced its warmest March on record, capping a 10-month streak in which every month set a new temperature record, the European Union's Climate Change Monitoring Service has informed. Ending over 2 months of suspense and long-drawn negotiations, the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi finally achieved its crucial seat-sharing agreement for 48 Lok Sabha constituencies. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan on Tuesday slammed the alleged attempts to damage the state's image by screening the controversial movie The Kerala Story. He alleged that the film was a part of the RSS agenda that targets minority groups. Let's get into the details. The Supreme Court on Tuesday said the candidates contesting elections are not required to disclose each and every movable property owned by them or the dependents unless they are of substantial value or reflect a luxurious lifestyle. The Apex Court issued the judgment while upholding the 2019 election of the independent MLA Kari Kokhri from the Tesu Assembly constituency in Arunachal Pradesh. The bench comprising Justices Aniruddha Bose and Sanjay Kumar set aside the order of the Guwahati High Court, which had declared the election of Kari Kokhri as null and void. The Delhi High Court dismissed Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea contesting his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate and the remand order issued by the trial court regarding the excise policy case. This verdict was delivered on Tuesday, addressing the petition's concerns. The High Court's ruling noted that the petition contested the arrest on grounds of violating Section 19 of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. Baran Bench reported that the court clarified the plea aimed not at securing bail but at declaring the arrest unlawful. In a significant setback for the Delhi Chief Minister, the High Court determined that Kejriwal's arrest and subsequent remand by the ED were deemed not illegal. The world just experienced its warmest March on record, capping a 10-month streak in which every month set a new temperature record, the European Union's Climate Change Monitoring Service said on Tuesday. Each of the last 10 months ranked as the world's hottest on record, compared with the corresponding month in previous years, the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service said in a monthly bulletin. The 12 months ending with March also ranked as the planet's hottest ever recorded 12-month period, C3S said. From April 2023 to March 2024, the global average temperature was 1.58 degrees Celsius above the average in the 1950 to 1900s pre-industrial period. Already, 2023 was the planet's hottest year in global records going back to 1850. Extreme weather and exceptional temperatures have wreaked havoc this year. Ending over 2 months of suspense and long-drawn negotiations, the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi finally achieved its crucial seat-sharing agreement for 48 Lok Sabha constituencies. Under the formula on expected lines, the Shiv Sena has cornered the lion's share of 21 LS seats, including 4 in Mumbai. The Congress has got 17, including 2 in India's commercial capital, while the National Congress Party has settled for 10 seats with nothing in the country's glam hub. The announcement was made in the presence of all the other MBA allies, including smaller parties like PWP, CPI, AAP, CPM, SP and other Dalit parties. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan on Tuesday slammed the alleged attempts to damage the state's image by screening the controversial movie The Kerala Story. He alleged that the film was a part of the RSS agenda that targets minority groups. He expressed his disappointment after the Idukki Diocese of Sirio Malabar Catholic Church screened the movie for teenagers. RSS is targeting minority groups in the state. It is trying to create hostility between communities in the state for political gains. We should not fall into this trap. The claim is that the Kerala story features the story of Kerala. Where did such an incident happen in our state? They are simply blowing smoke with a movie to defame the state. Kerala is popular for its brotherhood. We try to create such a state since the Renaissance period, the CM pointed out. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Swati Ajit, and produced by Vishnu Murlitharan, with technical support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.